Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. I talk a lot here in the show about if you want to be successful with Facebook ads or any paid traffic, you've got to have the right mindset, the willingness to test things out and keep at it, even if what you're doing isn't working. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, where I welcome back one of my students to the show, Mike Barnett, so that we can talk about a recent Facebook ads campaign where he worked with a local weight loss franchise. Get this, they spent $300 on Facebook ads and turned that into $15,000 in revenue. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Hope you're doing great. Thanks a lot for coming to hang out with me today. This is episode number 146, and we're going to dive into that local weight loss franchise Facebook ads campaign today. As I mentioned, Mike's been on the podcast before. So if you've not yet heard that first episode with him, definitely check out episode number 122, where we talk about creating local business offers that convert. You can find that at rickmulready.com/122. Mike is really passionate about helping local restaurants and businesses grow with Facebook advertising. So in my interview today with Mike, what I really want you to take note of is how the original Facebook ads campaign that they ran failed, quote unquote. And then they changed that strategy to try something new. And that is what worked, as you're going to hear today. So we get into the different types of offers that convert for local businesses, setting expectations for the results of local business Facebook ads campaigns, how to set markers for success for your local Facebook ad campaigns, and a whole lot more. But before we jump into it with Mike, if you are a local business, I want to invite you to a free online training class that I'm going to be doing next week. I'm going to be doing three of them over 2 days, Wednesday, July 26th, and then another one on Thursday, July 27th. It's called How Local Businesses Can Increase Leads and Sales with Facebook Ads While Cutting Your Marketing Budget. If you're a local business looking for a more cost-effective way to consistently, that's a key word there, attract qualified leads and customers to your business, this free online training is for you. I'm going to be teaching the exact four-step formula for creating a consistent flow of leads and customers every week with Facebook ads. We're going to be talking about things like creating offers, targeting, and a lot more. And I've also got lots of case studies for you that you can learn from and model for your own local business. Again, I'm going to be doing three live online classes starting on Wednesday, July 26th, and then I'm going to be doing two on that Wednesday, and then one also on Thursday, the 27th. So if you'd like to register for a day and time that works best for you, just go to rickmulready.com/FBAdsLocal. I'll repeat that again, rickmulready.com/FBAdsLocal. Or if you're in the US, you can text the word local training. That's one word. Text local training to 44222 and you can register right there over your phone. All right, let's go hang out with Mike Barnett. Mike, welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going, man?
Well, I am so stoked to be here again. Again.
This is round number two. You were a previous guest on episode number 122. And I'm really excited to have you back on because we've been talking, you've been sharing some details about a local Facebook ads campaign that you recently ran. And I said, you know what, after talking through it and everything, I was like, I got to have you back on the show for you to share this because I was really, really impressed on how you handled it. But before we do, if anybody has not yet listened to episode number 122, by the way, that's rickmulready.com/122. Let everybody know who you are and what you do in your business.
Yeah, well, I'm Mike Barnett, and I am a local videographer slash Facebook ads guy up in Washington State, just outside of Seattle. And I joined your local ads last year to figure out how to do all of the Facebook ad stuff, and just took the principles that you taught me and started working with local restaurants. And on the last podcast, I was still pretty brand new to it, but we were talking about some of the successes I had in the pizza industry or local restaurant industry. And it was just fun to share and cool to see me go from having no knowledge to knowledge to be able to help out my community as far as advertising, which I love to do.
Yeah, that's a really big focus for you. You know, helping these local businesses grow and you know, be improve the communities and so forth. You started out with restaurants. You're also serving other local businesses as well. And a campaign we're going to be talking about today is very different from the one that you ran for the pizza restaurants. So just to kind of quickly recap what we talked about in episode 122, you were running some Facebook ads for a couple of pizza restaurants. Was it one pizza restaurant or two pizza restaurants that you were doing?
It was actually one pizza restaurant, but I ended up running two different campaigns.
That's right, too. Okay, so you ran a couple of different offers for them, and they just had amazing results. I think it was the best results that they'd gotten outside of being, or maybe it was right up there with being featured in the local newspaper. And they hadn't spent a lot of money to get those types of results. Since then, and when we did that, you mentioned you were pretty brand new to running ads. I think you're only a couple months in at that point. You've kind of developed sort of this process for working with local businesses and running their Facebook ads. And like you mentioned there, I always give you a hard time because you're very, very humble in talking about who you are and what you do. But you are the man when it comes to doing video and using video for local businesses to tell their story and then leveraging that video with Facebook ads. So take us through kind of this process that you've developed here when you are starting out working with a local business.
Yeah. Well, first, thanks for all the kind words. I'm trying very hard and I enjoy being humbled. So I'm not trying to, you know, downplay what I do, but I just enjoy being humble and it helps me appreciate how far I've gotten and I'm going. So anyway, but to the process. Generally what I do when I first meet with a local business, I want to know what their why is and what they're trying to accomplish. Is it to bring in more leads or more customers to the physical location? Are they trying to get people to take advantage of a certain special, et cetera? So once we kind of map out what we want, then it's a matter of creating the video to showcase that message or that offer, that call to action, whatever they're trying to do. And generally when I make a video, I want to make certain that there's one particular thing that they want the call to action to be that's like something obvious. So generally, like with a restaurant, I want them to showcase the most popular item for a discounted rate or something like that, something so they can see, yeah, we did this and we got this result. So that's really the process overall. Would you like me to go into more detail about what I do particularly?
Let's do that because I want to kind of take this into this ideal protein campaign that you started running. So yeah, what does that process look like when you kind of get into it?
Okay, first we have the meeting, and again, we're just mapping out certainly what are we trying to accomplish here, and then I also ask so that we understand what results are going to look like afterwards, how we can measure success. I say, okay, so what would be a failure? Like, of how many people redeem this particular offer? What would be something that would be considered a success? And then what would be results that would be like over the moon? And then so we map those out. So maybe a failure would be 1 to 3 people come in and ask me about this pizza or order the pizza. You know, success would be 10 to 25 people come in for the pizza deal. And over the moon might be, you know, 40 to infinity. That's over the moon. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know the numbers and things right up front. So we can definitely say as we're progressing through the campaign, are we hitting markers? Are we being successful? And it's definitely this particular ad. After we set up all that stuff, like we know what we're doing, we know what the offer is, and we have the markers of success, then it goes to the point where I'm writing the video ad. And generally, there's 1 or 2 options that they can have when it comes to the videos. You can either just do 1 straight video where it's, here's the offer, and come and get it, and then that's it. Or we can do some retargeting campaign. So what I'll do is say, okay, hey, here's the main message that we want to present in video. And I will make a group of people who watch the video, so retargeting groups. And I generally do people who watch 50%, people who watch 75%, and people who watch 95%, kind of a group. Mm-hmm. And depending on the amount of where those people, the viewer falls in the group, I will send them corresponding videos. And generally what I've found working with local businesses is if a viewer watches 50% of the video, they're going to need a little more information. And so I will tend to send them like either an about us video. So like about the pizza place, this is why we're awesome, and this is why we're local, and just more things like that. And if it's like 75% or 95%, I tend to send them hey, you should come in because this offer is limited. And then I'll do customer reviews in those videos. So like maybe it's a few seconds of 3 or 4 different people saying, this pizza is so great, and it's because of this kind of thing. And then I'll reinforce the offer at the end of the video. So those are generally the routes we can go. I like to push toward the retargeting ads because I want to get the message in front of the potential customer as much as possible. And I found that having the retargeting ads works way better than just doing the one-time offer ad.
Yeah. And that's what you did with this Ideal Protein campaign, right? You use the retargeting?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Take us through from the start on this Ideal Protein campaign, because I know that you made a real pivotal change in strategy sort of halfway through because you weren't getting the results. And this change that you made in strategy really helped you out with the results. So kind of take us through, give us some background on this campaign, what type of business, local business it is, and what they were trying to achieve and sort of what you set up for them.
Oh, yeah, totally. So this one was really great because I failed going into the ad, like the first, when I first, like just from the get-go, it was an awful start. And it was kind of a little bit different from what I had been normally working in, which was restaurants. Mm-hmm. This was a weight loss program.
Okay.
And I was frantic because I was like, oh no, whatever I was doing isn't working at all. But I'll tell you how it went down. The company is called Ideal Protein, and it was a local franchise, or it is a local franchise. And what the customer wanted, my client, she wanted to bring in new leads, new customers. And so we went through that entire process that I had mentioned earlier about like setting markers for success and figuring out who our target audience is and whatnot. And she thought that she wanted to bring in absolutely new people. And so we set up the parameters, and what it was, it was women she wanted to outreach to. It was 20 to 65 plus year old women who lived 15 miles radius around the physical location of where her building was.
Okay.
So I think it was kind of doomed to fail from the get-go, but I was still optimistic when I went in, so I learned some things here. But because the audience was so, so small, like I'm in a smaller town outside of Seattle, and so the reach of people was like 1,200 to 2,500 people.
Is that why you say it was doomed to fail from the beginning?
Well, that's one of the many reasons, but I think the first, in my mind, when I was going in to set up the ad the first time, when the reach was only that small, there was the first little ping. I was like, I don't know if that's going to work. But I kept going. So the idea was to go to, you know, it was cold traffic, that small group. And I think the copy was really weak, too, because I worked with Dion, who was the coach for Ideal Protein here, and she wanted to kind of sound a little more I think, more corporate when she presented me what the copy was. And again, it was just a little too generic. So anyway, I uploaded the video, and it wasn't going to be a retargeting campaign. It was just going to be a straight video. And it was a short testimonial video, like 30 seconds.
Okay.
And it had the word weight loss in it. And so we ran the ad, and I ran the first day. It wasn't doing great. Second day, it wasn't doing great. The third day, it ended up getting pulled by Facebook and disapproved it because of the words weight loss.
So before, I want to kind of back up really quick and then just to kind of come back to that. So you started this video. What was the strategy? So she's looking for new leads and new customers. What was the objective of the campaign, and where were you sending this video? Was it to an opt-in page, or where were you sending it to?
Right. The objective was to get people to watch the video.
Okay. So video views.
And video views, correct.
Got it.
And I did set up a landing page for her, but she wanted people to actually call her. So watch the video and call.
I mean, so did you put the phone number in the ad copy itself, or was
exactly.
it on the landing page?
I put the phone number in the ad copy itself and also in the ad as well.
Okay.
And video ad too. So like it was seen as a display graphic in the video and then also in the copy.
Got it. Did you include on the landing page as well? Or
I did.
Okay, cool.
I did. Yeah, there it was on the landing page, and I had a few times that people could, you know, push the button and make it call directly. And I was really trying to focus on mobile because I figured people were going to, you know, when they landed on that landing page and they wanted to call, they were going to want to call instantly. So the buttons that I created just made it a phone call.
Okay, cool. Okay, so then it is run for 3 days, and then Facebook disapproves it because of the words weight loss in the video.
Yeah, and I was trying to be very, in the video and in the copy itself, I believe. So, and I had thought I had done a good enough job with not, you know, with adhering to what Facebook regulations were about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I apparently hadn't. So, and even so, like before that shut down, the relevancy, I can't say that word right.
The relevancy score?
Yeah. The score was like 5. So,
okay.
And that was the lowest I'd ever had. So it was just bad.
Yeah.
So the thought was, I turned it off. Since it got shut off, I went back to Dion and I said, hey, I think there's a few things going on here. Here's why we got shut off by Facebook. But I think this ad's not going to do well, and here's why. And what I did is I pitched to her the idea that people aren't going to be, in my thinking, people weren't going to be ready to see an ad like, you need to lose weight, and then call them right away. That's personal, and you're going to have to think about it a little bit, and you got to be encouraged even more so, even if you're already thinking, I lose weight. So it was a
weight loss program that you're marketing here that she wants to sell. And it was the call to action here was, you know, basically watch this video and then call to do what? Call to learn more about the program or call to sign up for the program?
No, yeah, essentially call to schedule a free consultation. And there she was going to kind of give them the information about what to expect and then would hopefully that they would sign up. Yeah.
Gotcha. So, okay. And this is cold traffic.
That's what it was. To cold traffic, correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then you saw this and were like, okay, we need to kind of change direction here.
Yeah, exactly. So what it said to her is, Dion, I think what we need to do is we need to do these retargeting campaigns. And I had set up with the video, like I did a longer cut of the video or a longer edit of the video, and it's featuring a woman named Alicia. And Alicia is she's a local teacher in my town, mm-hmm. and she's one of the more popular teachers in town. And so I said we should probably make a video that features her story a little better. And then at the end of that video, we can do an offer, like a really good offer to get them in. And we came up with, $50 off the first week, plus free coaching throughout your whole session of the number of weeks that you're trying to lose weight. She thought it was a great idea. And then on top of that, it said, hey, okay, so we'll make this cut longer, but I also think we're going to have to educate people about what's going to happen once they do join. And that's essentially just kind of what she does. If you had called and scheduled the consultation that she was trying to get you to do originally, mm-hmm. she spends like an hour going through that. And I was like, well, can we condense it down to like a minute so they can just get an idea of what to expect? And then you could just reiterate when they come in. And so she agreed to do that. And once that happened, I was far more it felt like things had lifted. And I was like, okay, I think we have a strong strategy. So the first thing I did was to, I was like, why don't we just post this video, the longer video, on your page and just boost it and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Because I just want to make sure that we're on the right track.
Do you know how many fans she had on her Facebook page, roughly?
It wasn't, I mean, since it's local, it wasn't many. It was maybe like 1,000.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But I put it on there and then I just did it, you know, boosted to her page and people and friends, other people who've liked the page.
Okay.
And instantly, it started getting engagement, shares, and likes.
Okay.
And I realized I was like, okay, this is cool. So from that, I asked her if, when we're going to approach doing the ad, if we could do a few things. I said, why don't we use this boosted post as the ad after it runs its course? So it ran its course. And
how much did you spend on that boost?
Like $20.
Okay, cool.
And it was good enough to get over 4,000 views. Most of that was organic, and then a ton of shares, and then a lot of engagement, likes, and comments.
Okay.
So that was great. So we made that an ad, and I also asked her as we were approaching for targeting if we could do, instead of just women, if we could make it men and women, and also could I get your email list? So she had a list of about probably like 1,500 people on her email list.
Okay.
And so what I did is I ran the ad to people on her email list, and I also ran the ad to cold traffic that was the same kind of parameters, just men and women.
Got it.
And okay. Yeah, it was instantly changed over, and especially adding the retargeting in. So like the people who watched 50% of the video, they were retargeted with, you know, another longer version of Lisa's video where it kind of even gave more detail about her journey to weight loss. Like, here's what it was like before. And then here's what it was like working with Dion. Here's how much weight I've lost. Not how much really I've lost, but here's what life looked like afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people who had watched a little more, 75% to 95%, I sent them that video with Dion just talking about, hey, here's what you're going to expect once you join. And by far, the campaign just turned around. It was, whereas before the first time I was spending like 11 cents on the campaign that failed, I'd spent like 11 cents per view.
Yeah.
And for me, that's really bad.
Yeah.
For video views. But for this one, it was like 0.004 per cents, you know, for a view. And at the highest, it was 2 cents, you know. And so I ran the ad for 2 weeks, maybe be a little longer than 2 weeks, but not much. We mm-hmm. started, I think it was in May 28th, and it ended like June 11th, maybe, but not, you know, about a little more than 2 weeks. And so afterwards, the results were incredible. She ended up getting, the markers of success was, if you can get 4 to 5 new dieters, I would be ecstatic. And we ended up getting 11 dieters. And the great thing was that some of the people on our email list who had already worked with her, they re-upped.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we got new dieters, and then we also got people who were re-upping. And we realized as well for in the future that now we have another audience to target, to advertise to, those people who have been in the program but left, you know, and are looking to maybe get back in shape again.
So you were trying to get, or your metric of success where you would have been happy with was 4 to 5. You actually almost tripled that. I mean, almost tripled the 4.
Yeah.
With 11 new members, does the 11 new members include the re-upped people, or was that in addition?
No, it included the re-upped people.
Okay.
So of those 11, I think 4 of them were re-ups.
Got it. Okay, cool. So you have 11 new members. Your original goal was 4 to 5 new members. Amazing result. Well, and you did the retargeting strategy as far as, depending on how long they watched the video, you retargeted them with a video, you know, based on how long they watched. What was the call to action? So was it because this is an expensive program, right?
Yeah.
How long was the weight loss program?
It really depends on how much you need to lose.
Got it.
Generally, people are in the program for 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months. Okay. And how much is it? Is it like a monthly cost, or is it a program cost, or how does that work?
It's like a one-time up fee, and then there's a monthly cost for, you know, the program, the product itself.
Got it. Okay. So like roughly, are we talking like $2,000, $200?
Yeah, $2,000 is the lifetime value of each client.
Got it. Okay. And so with these 11 new members, how much did you spend on the ads?
I spent, let me find the, I have it up. I just got to pull it up real quick.
Yeah.
In total, we spent, this is bad math because I'm looking at it all, but in total, including the one that we docked up, $300, $389.
$389. Okay. And then what was the, with 11 new members, what was the revenue brought in from that?
$15,000.
Okay. Nice. So you spent $389 to make $15,000. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what was the, I want to kind of go back to, what was the call to action on this revised campaign? So when you changed directions here, you came up with the new videos, yep. you boosted engagement on the page, and then you use that ad with all the social proof on it to run to not only the email list, but also to the cold traffic, and then use the retargeting strategies. What was that? Was the call to action to get people to sign up for the, you know, the, for the information session, or was it to actually just sign up, go right into signing up for the program?
The same call to action was to call Dion to set up the consultation.
Okay.
But in addition, if you joined, you could get $50 off of the first week and then the benefits of having free coaching for your entire time of UN as you're working through your weight loss.
Got it. So that was the offer through, like, that was the special offer through this, through the Facebook ads campaign.
Correct.
Got it. Got it. Okay, cool. So I just want to kind of recap this here. So you started off the campaign, just, you had a video, you created this video for them. They were, you went straight to cold traffic, and it was, the call to action was to set up this consultation with no other additional offer as far as, you know, additional coaching or anything like that. Your audiences were pretty small and not getting results after a few days. And then Facebook even, you know, even disapproved your ad after it was running for a few days. Speaking of that, what was the change that you made that then Facebook approved after that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So prior, it was very generic and like, hey, weight loss. I can't even remember what the copy was, but it was like, here's weight loss. If you're ready to make, I think I said it, become the ideal you, because I was trying to do a play on, you know, ideal protein.
Yep.
But like all this generic wording, and it had weight loss in it. So the new approach was to, I was talking to Dion, I was like, how would you say this in a way that sounds like you? So she used the words awesome. And so then I decided, what if we went the route of explaining how Alicia lost weight without saying weight loss? So the copy became, I tried to make it myself sound like Dion, but it was, Alicia is awesome with discipline, and maybe I can find exactly what I said. Alicia is awesome. She joined Ideal Protein in January with discipline and determination and weekly support from Ideal Protein. She is successfully becoming her ideal self. Watch her story. It's inspiring. I call Ideal Protein coach Dion Joseph to schedule your free consultation and start your journey to becoming the ideal you today. And then the number was there.
I think that a big thing to take notice of what you did there was, in the original one, I feel like Facebook maybe was seeing that as insinuating that you're not ideal, but yet in the revised one, you were saying she became her ideal self. And so that's a very, very, it's subtle, but it's a very critical shift in how you said that. And so I think for everybody listening, that's a really important thing to pick up on, is just the sort of this shift, this, even though it's just, it's subtle, but when it comes to these types of things, especially in the weight loss niche here, you know, you got to be really careful with the language for Facebook to, you know, to approve and disapprove stuff, or so that they're not disapproving stuff. Can you send me an example of the ad so we can put it in the show notes for people to see?
Yeah, totally. And I've already made the link. Would you like me to share it now?
Oh, cool. Yeah, for sure. And so then, this is a link for people to check out, kind of an overview of what you do with the campaign. Yeah, for sure. That'd be awesome.
Totally. And then I can also send it to you. But it's on my website. So it's I Heart Kitsap, and Kitsap is the town I live in. So it's Heart and then Kitsap, KITSAP.biz/IdealResults.
Awesome. So that's I Heart Kitsap. It's IHEARTKITSAP.biz/IdealResults. Yeah, I'll be sure and link that up in the show notes for the episode here today. Mike, I love that the fact that you you know, you shifted. You didn't, you know, you kind of started off, you kind of had a gut feeling, you know what, like that there were some things going off here, like maybe this was not going to work. You let it run for a few days, and yeah, Facebook helped you by disapproving the ad. So it kind of forced you to kind of take a step back and change some things up. But that you didn't let that stop you, and you made some shifts. They weren't really big shifts, I don't think, but just a little bit of a change in strategy here, where you know you used the video, used her email list to target. You still targeted the cold leads. You added men to that audience as well to increase the size a little bit. Still talking a pretty small audience here, because you know we're talking a smaller town outside of Seattle, Washington. And then you leverage retargeting for people based on how long they watched the video. Your goal was 4 to 5 new members. You actually got 11 new members. You spent $389 on ads total, including the ad campaign, that the original one that didn't that flopped. And then the total revenue from the campaign was $15,000. What am I missing here? Am I missing anything else?
No, the ad spend though was $300.83.
Oh, $300. Okay, cool. And 83 cents. Okay, cool. Even better. So you spent $300. Yeah, you made $15,000. I'll take that all day long. Kind of final question here for you, Mike? What would you say to a local business that, you know, what I see a lot in talking to local business owners is they don't always know what type of offer to make. You know, they're like, well, I don't know what to offer. You know, I don't know what to offer in a Facebook ad campaign or something like that. What would you say to that person, that local business owner who isn't quite sure what to be offering in an ad campaign?
Yeah, generally, I have like three kind of approaches I want to take. And the first one is right off to maybe try to get them to make money quickly. And that's with a limited time offer. Mm-hmm. And I generally encourage them to say, do you have one particular product or menu item that people rave about and come in specifically for? If so, then that's the offer. Like, make it a great offer that they'll want to come in with. So like, you know, a 50% off, or, you know, $2 off, or whatever that thing's going to be, that's not necessarily going to kill you, but you can take it as a loss leader to get people to come in. Mm-hmm. And then I encourage people now, once they come in and they're coming in for those deals, try to get those people contact info, just so you can buy contact. If they can get phone number, cool, but mostly email and name, if you can get that. And then we can make a list of people to target later for ads.
Sure.
And
sure.
So that second ad is going to be, I tend to like to run like, this is about us, or a branding play video.
Yep.
Just to remind people, hey, here's who we are, here's how we affect the community, here's why we're doing what we're doing. So, and then finally, the other one I approach is like, maybe you want to do like a birthday special or like a holiday themed ad. But those three things work really well in the local market, at least here that I found.
Sure. And I think those are, you know, I mean, yeah, they're working in your market. Those are great different types of strategies that you could use in any local market. And this is, you know, guys, even though Mike mentioned, you know, a menu item or you know, the best selling thing on your menu, this could be anything in your business that, you know, maybe it's the best service, maybe it's the best program that you offer, maybe a yoga studio or whatever. It's, you know, kind of taking your best selling offer, your best program, your best whatever it is, and then putting some sort of special offer behind that, maybe a limited time offer. And then Mike made a really key note there about having that branding play sort of playing out sort of as a foundation of your campaign as well. And the cool thing is about that, you don't need to spend a lot of money in order to do that. This is like keeping people informed about you and your business and the story behind it and the types of things that you offer your community. So the three different ways there that Mike is getting success with local businesses. Mike, this has been really, really good. I'm really thankful that you took us through this campaign. I know that you and I were talking about it over the weekend here. And kind of going back to what I said, you didn't let the initial quote unquote failure, you learned from that and made some changes, and then you had amazing results for this campaign. Were they running any other ads at all? Have they ever run any ads, the Ideal Protein franchise?
I'm not sure, like, the overall, because Ideal Protein's a national company or program.
Yep.
But at least for this local franchise, no, they hadn't run. Okay. I think they had maybe boosted a post or two, but I've never seen them run an ad.
Got it. So they're now believers in Facebook ads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're working on, there are things in the pipeline now for other offers. They believe.
I love it. So I'm going to repeat that link again, but I also want to make sure that people can connect with you, Mike, if they want to learn more about what you're doing and if there's any opportunities to work together, because in addition to restaurants, you're also working with local businesses. So the case study link that you gave out was iHeartKitsap.biz/ideal results. And again, I'll link that up in the show notes for today's episode. Where else can people connect with you and find out more about what you're doing?
I think the best way to connect with me is just via the website.
Okay.
And that's iHeartKitsap.biz.
Okay. iHeartKitsap.biz. Mike, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Really, really appreciate it as always.
Oh, man. It was so wonderful. And being a two-timer is even better. So thank you, Rick.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Mike today. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm going to be doing 3 live online training classes starting next week, Wednesday, July 26th. I'm going to be doing 2 on that Wednesday, July 26th, and then 1 also on Thursday, the 27th, July 27th. And I'm going to be talking about how local businesses can increase leads and sales with Facebook ads while cutting your marketing budget. So if you're a local business and you're looking for a more cost-effective way to market your business and consistently attract qualified leads and customers to your business, this free online training is going to be for you. So to register for a day and time that works best for you, just go to rickmulready.com/FBAdsLocal. rickmulready.com/FBAdsLocal. Or if you're here in the US, you can text the word local training. Text one word local training to 44222 and you can register right there over your phone. For all the links that we talked about here today, including a case study overview that Mike put together for you, head over to the show notes page, which you'll find at rickmulready.com/146. All right. Well, that is all, my friends. Thank you so much for listening today. Really appreciate it. Until next week, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.